St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. St. John, chapter 1. If you found it, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in verse 1, it said, in the beginning was the what?
Word.
And the what?
Word.
Was with God, and the
Word.
Was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Let that sink in a minute. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Verse 8, it said, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. I was sitting there, I thought I had me two or three sermons, but I was sitting there this morning, and I just thought I'd pick the Bible up, and it come over, and I began to read, and God began to deal with me. And you know, sometimes if we'll let the Holy Spirit lead us, and if we will look at this Bible with spiritual eyes, so to speak, then a lot of times we can learn a whole lot more. Amen. Because, you know, a lot of people today, many are living, still trying to live in their past. And there's many that still trying to live in their future. And then there's some that just like the lady sung, help me, Lord, to take one day at a time. So there is some that are living in the presence. Amen. Now, the Bible tells us not to worry about tomorrow. Why? Because tomorrow may never come. You may never see tomorrow. And so if we are still trying to live in our past, then we will never enjoy the present that we're living in. Because I don't know about you, but I know about me. My past is not a very pretty past. My past is not a past that I want to live in the rest of my days. So I have decided, Brother Larry, that I am going to do as that song says. I'm going to take one day at a time. Amen. And I'm going to live in the present, not in the past and not into the future. Amen. So we need to take the present and we need to enjoy the present. That's why the psalmist David said, this is a day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice. Amen. And let us be glad in it. Why do you think the word of God said, this is a day that the Lord has made to rejoice and be glad? Why? Because we can do that about the past, and we don't know anything about the future. So I don't know about you. I believe we're in the present. I believe we ought to praise God a little bit.
Amen.
Amen. We need to give God praise. You say, well, what do I got to praise God about? Well, what have you got to praise God about? If I started telling you what I've got to praise God about, we would be here when night comes and I'd just be getting started. Amen? But the Bible said in the beginning was the Word. You say, well, what Word are you talking about? Look at the Scripture. The beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Bible said the same was in the beginning with God. So how in the world does a lot of these people get the notion and the mindset that Jesus has not always been with the Father? He's always been the Trinity. He was one of the Trinity that make up the Godhead. The Father, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. And they all are as one this morning. So the Bible said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word is what? The Word is God. Amen. And the Bible said about the Word in the book of Hebrews, the Bible said, amen, that it is what? It is quick. Amen. It is powerful. And the Bible said it is sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. So it's all about the Word. It's all about Jesus Christ this morning. Because he said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. That is the Word of God, church. That is the Word of God. You see, it doesn't matter today, James, what you and I said, or men, Mark, or Larry, or Dustin, or Bobby, or any of you other people. It's not what you and I might say in our opinions. Don't mount a hill of beans. But what it is about the Word of God. You say, well, preacher, I don't have to listen to you, and you're 100% right. You don't have to listen to me, but the only thing I've got to preach to you is the Word of God. That's the only thing. I'm not going to preach to you my Word. It's not my Word. It's not your Word. Sometimes we get so high and mighty. Sometimes we get to thinking it's about I, and about me. Like Tony was talking about the man standing there with a gas pump. I guarantee you we've all would have had the same attitude about it as Tony did. Amen. But see, it's not about us. It's about the Word. It's about the Lord. It's not really what we can do for God, but it's what God can do for us. And he said, the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So we see the Word, we see the light, and we see life here. Amen. The Word represents all. The Word represents so many things. Here it said, he is the light. He's the Word, he's the light, and he's the life. Now, in John chapter 2, if you wanted to go over there and look, the Bible said that the Word tells us that Jesus performed his first miracle. How many knows what that was? He what? He turned the water and the wine. Now, in John chapter 3, we can read about a man that came to Jesus by night. And he said to Jesus, how can I be saved, or what must I do to be saved, or have eternal life? And the Word said, the Word of the Lord said, that he told Nicodemus, you must be born again. See, that is the Word I'm preaching this morning. The Word is, if you get to heaven, you must be born again. And there are so many people today, and just like Nicodemus, they're educated. They're highly educated. Nicodemus was. He was a ruler of the Pharisees. But still, there was something. He was a religious man. There's a lot of religious people out there today. That didn't cost you nothing. There's a lot of religious people today that can put on a show. They can sound good. But what does it amount to? What does it amount to? And this is Nicodemus. It's something Nicodemus knew. Nicodemus knew. And I believe that there's people out here today that's got a religion, but they don't have any salvation. See, there's a difference in religion and salvation. You say, well, what is it? Well, there's all kinds of religions out there. There's a religion out there teaching you you can do anything you want to do and still go to heaven. There's a religion out there that's teaching today all you have to do is just be baptized and you can go to heaven. Well, let me tell you something. How many in here thinks this morning that baptism is all you need is to get to heaven? Amen? Baptism is good, but I believe you've still got to be born again before you baptize. I'll tell you one thing, I'm like John the Baptist here, this same man here that was talking on over there. The Bible said he was out there, and the Bible said he was baptizing one day for the people for the repentance of their sins. And some of the Pharisees and some of the religious people came to him and said, hey, that looks good. We need to be baptized, I guess. That water looks good, you know. And they came up and they said to Jesus, said to John, we need you to baptize us. What did John tell them? John said, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to go home, and you need to come back and bring me from fruit of repentance. See, they had no fruits of repentance. They had no record of repentance. They just thought a religion is going to get them to heaven. Religion will send you to hell, people. It'll send you to hell. But we're talking about the Word. And then you go over in the fourth chapter of John, and you'll see how God's grace really started kicking in. Anybody know what it's about John chapter 4? It's about the woman that Jesus met at the well and was not even supposed to speak to a Jew because she is a Samaritan. But what did Jesus do and what did that woman do? See, I'm going to tell you something today. Jesus showed her grace. Jesus showed her love. You know, there's one thing that people, it is hard for them to turn down. You know what that is? That's love. That is love. The Bible says love will cover a multitude of sins. You will win more people with love than you will win them any other way. You're showing them love. You say, oh, I know some people, I don't like some people. Well, you know, people have always been that way. But to Jesus, can you show in the Bible where Jesus turned anybody away? It didn't matter who they was. They brought to him people that was possessed with demons and devils and people that tried to kill him. What did he do? He was on the cross. The people that crucified him, he looked up at his Father and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do. If we got that kind of grace today, if we got that kind of love today, that we can forgive one another. The Bible says if we can't forgive one another, then God cannot forgive us. Amen. That's hard. That's a hard saying. But what did I tell you in the book of Hebrews? It is powerful, it is quick, and it is sharper than a two-edged sword. The Word of God is powerful, church. It is powerful. We have so much power among us. We have so much power among us, but we use it so little. Boy, it's getting quiet in here. Maybe we ought to go home, take it out, and come back tonight. We get up and we preach the Word. We teach the Word. We teach that God is powerful. We preach it, that God is quick. We preach that God's Word, amen. We preach God says this and God says that. And we sit back all time and listen to preachers preach and teachers teach. But the Bible says that we do need to do more than just sit back and listen to the Word of God. The Bible said we need to be a doer of the Word and not just a hearer only. If we sit back and we just hear it, what good does it do us? The Bible said here the Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him, not anything was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. It couldn't put out the light. And verse 6, I like that. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Did anybody get that? John said, I am not the light. I'm not the light. You're not the light. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the life. John said there was a man that was sent from God whose name was John. And John said the same came for a witness to bear witness to the light, that all men through him might be saved. John said, I'm not that light. I'm not that light. You're not that light this morning, church. You're not that light this morning. You have only been sent to shine the light onto those that are lost and undone. I preached the message the other Sunday. I don't know how many heard it, about how we needed to set an example. And the only way that we can let our light shine is through our lives. Now, you may not know it and you may not realize it, but every single one of you has been sent. Amen. Now, wait a minute. I said you've been sent. You're here this morning. You might say, well, I just stopped by here this morning. Somebody invited me to come. Well, somebody may have, and I thank God if they did. But let me tell you something this morning, people. You're here mainly because God has chosen you to be here. Amen. God has chosen you to be here this morning. You see, God knows where you need to be, and he knows where I need to be. Amen, brother? God knows. And so if we get out of God's will, and we try it any other way than God's will, we're going to be a sad, lonely bunch of people. Amen? And the only way that we can, the only way that we can enjoy our salvation is just to recognize that each one of us has got a part. Tony told this morning about the teachers and preachers. Now, let me tell you someday, friend, you may not everybody's a preacher, not everybody's a teacher, not everybody's a song and a praise leader, not everybody's a prayer warrior. But I'm going to tell you something. Every one of us, God has sent every one of you here this morning because he has got something for you. Got something for you this morning. We don't want you feel left out. You know, people told me when I went to church, man, nobody never speaks to me. Nobody never talks to me. If that's all church is about, then I don't want to go. Do we want to be that kind of a church? Or do we want to be a church when a visitor comes in? We get up, it's not set back, and call a preacher to see to say, well, who was so-and-so this morning? I don't know how many's here. I really don't know who all's here back in there. Hey, man, I don't know what's any new ones or not. That's the reason I always ask, but I know we got one back there. Hey, man. But it's not for the preacher, see. The preacher wasn't sent here, amen, to do it all. The preacher, the pastor was sent here to get up and share this gospel and train up those that share God's word to be followers, not followers of me, but followers of Jesus Christ. I mean, did you know people expect... See, we need to get our priorities where they need to be. I read over the book of Acts where the widows and all wouldn't getting fed their portion, they wouldn't be taken care of. And some of the apostles said, hey, wait a minute here. Said, "We that's not our job. We don't need to go out and wait on tables. In other words, we don't need that. That's not our job. Our job is to stay here and be here for the lost and be here for the sick and the dying. We need to be here, amen. Said, so you call you, what was it, 9 or 11 men. You get that's filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. You call them in here. You lay hands on them. You pray for them. You ordain them. And you send them out. That's their job. He was told about that. You get them out of the congregation. One of them told the apostles that you just pick about 9 or 11, whatever it is, out of the congregation here. And you call them in here, and you ordain them to go out and take care of all this stuff. We just don't have time to do it. The preacher don't have time to do it all. You say, well, you don't do it all. I've had it said, you know, well, that preacher over there, he don't do nothing but just preach 2 or 3 times a week. That's all he does. I'll leave that where it's at. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness. I just came here as a witness this morning. What did you come for? What did you as Christians come for here this morning? We're only witnesses. We've been called. We've been saved. We've been sent to be witnesses. Witnesses of what? What are you talking about, preacher? What am I a witness to? We're a witness to the Word of God. Amen. We're a witness of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are a witness this morning that we've been saved and born again and filled with the Spirit and ready for the kingdom of God. We're here as a witness to a lost and a dying world out there that's walking down a pathway of darkness. We as parents and Christian parents, we got to witness to our kids about who Jesus is. And if we miss heaven, the consequences of that, we need to love our children and we need to witness to them and we need to live a life before them that is pleasing to God. We don't need to be parents like a lot of them are today. Just because the Joneses down the road has got more than you have. Amen. You don't need to try to keep up with the Joneses. We need to just settle down. Amen. And enjoy the blessings that God blesses us with. That's why the world, that's why our teenagers, the people talks about them and talks about them. That's why many of them are the way that they are today. Is because the parents did not show them and tell them about this light. They wanted to keep up with the Bible. John said, I'm not that light. But he said, I was just sent to bear witness to that light. I'm not that light this morning. I'm just a little mouthpiece for God, Johnny. And us preachers, this is good for all of us. When we get to where we think we know it all, we're going to find out we don't know nothing. Amen. And if we're doing it for a show, we're going to fall on our face. But if we're doing it because God has sent us, not as the light, but to witness about that light. And see, we're all witnesses of that light. If you've been saved today, your part is as important as my part. It's as important, you guys' part, as important as I am. So we need to remember. We need to remember. It's not about us, but it is for us. Not about us, but it's for us. What are you talking about? I'm talking about the light. We're not the light, but the light is for us. And he said, the Bible says, we need to let our light shine, the light that he shined in darkness in our hearts. I'm talking about being a witness for Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people out there say, well, you talk to them, yeah, I'm saved. And then somebody come up to them and say, What do you mean you're saved? Tell me about what you're talking about, you're saved. Well, I don't know, I'm just saved. If you can't tell some people and witness to people about how Jesus Christ saved you, then chances are you're not saved if you can't tell somebody else. There's Christians out there that profess to be Christians, but buddy, when they get around the wrong crowds, the wrong crowd don't know that they're a Christian, they're just one of them. What? Boy, it really got quiet again. Lord, have mercy. Stop me any time, Lord. There's some people that are just whatever the crowd is. Amen? There's some people, if they're drinking people, they'll drink. If they come to church on Sunday with church people, they'll sit and amen. You can amen all you want to, but if your heart's not right with God, you ain't going to get nowhere with God. People think they're so slick, and they've slicked so many people out here. I'm not talking about our slick here. I said people. It's slicked so many people. These people out there that honestly to God thinks. They honestly to God. They're serious. They honestly, Brother Bobby, they think that they can talk their way into heaven. They think they're so slick that they can pull the wool over God's eyes. Well, glory, let me tell you, you ain't going to pull no wool over God's eyes. The only wool you're pulling over anybody's eyes is your own eyes. You say, well, Ralph, well, I don't believe that. Well, what did Jesus say over in John chapter 6? That's one of the good scriptures ever I read about Christianity. When Jesus said, not everybody says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in the kingdom of heaven. And we got people sitting in our churches today professing to be Christians, but just as lost and undone as they can be. He said, if it's he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven, they'll say to me, now this is where they're going to try to pull out wool over God's eyes. Jesus said, they'll say to me in that day, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out devil in your name? Didn't we do this in your name and that in your name? And you know something? Jesus said, Jesus is a good guy. He's going to listen to him. He's going to let you have your say. And then when you have your say, then he's going to have the last say. And you know what he's going to say to you? Depart from me. Why? You workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Brother Hurst, I believe if we're going to profess to be Christians, that I believe we need to live like Christians. I believe if we're going to profess to live Christian, Rabbi, I believe we need to talk like Christians. Amen? I believe if we're going to profess to be Christians, we need to witness like Christians. Well, I tell people about Jesus, it's not a lot of times what you tell people, it's how you live before people. They're watching you. They're watching you. But do you hear what I'm saying? Does anybody understand this message this morning? We are witnesses for Jesus Christ. We're witnesses. Every one of you. Jacob, did you know you was a witness? Did you know people's watching you, brother? Brother, do you know God? People's watching you? People's listening to you, young people. They're listening to you, young people. Young people is watching young people's life. And if we profess to be Christians and we do this and we do that out here that's not of God, then you ain't going to do anybody any good. You're not going to do yourself any good, and you're not going to do your friends any good. And likewise, us as preachers and teachers this morning, Mark, if we don't set an example before our family and before those that are around us, we can get up here and preach all we want to preach. I don't care how good we may, how loud we may scream and holler and run and jump and dance and all of that. But if we're not living that life, then there's nothing there. There's nothing there. I don't have to tell you, and you don't have to tell me if God is not in something, do I? Why? Why? Simply because you have received that light. You have that spirit. And the Bible says that if we're where we need to be,